Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and today I'm talking with a Denver-based duo called The Ordinary Two, which is made up of Jim and Tanya Dissner. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And so you live in Denver.
Yeah.
And you're over here for a show that you're playing at the Creamery in Hotchkiss.
Yes, very excited about that.
And it sounds like you've been there before. You were mentioning the acoustics there.
Well, we stopped by and just hit up the open mic just to check it out, and it's pretty cool. The last time we were in there, they had all kinds of artwork set up, so couldn't really get a feel for it. But it's a pretty cool place. I'm excited.
How do you usually pick a venue, or what's important to you at a venue?
Well, they have to want us to play there.
That's most important.
It's a good start.
But we've been trying to travel a lot, so we will honestly, we'll like go pick a city on Google Maps or something we've never been to and just like look up live music and then just contact them randomly. But I don't know, we like these kind of artistic small town places seem to be our kind of place.
Yeah. And I don't know, I mean, we've played some breweries and places like that where it's just big and noisy, but our lyrics tell a story. So if you can't hear the lyrics, then you kind of miss half the fun.
Yeah. Are you both from Denver?
I am.
I was an Air Force brat, so I was born in California, but my mom's whole family was from Denver and the whole area. So I've actually got family in Paonia here. But yeah, I was raised in Denver from 6 years old. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, you've been there since you were six. It's close enough. You're a native.
Yeah. Jim, I read that you've been playing guitar and composing music for 15 years.
Yeah, roughly, probably longer than that, I guess. But
you were just learning how to play the guitar when we met.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a very long time ago.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was 24 years ago.
Oh, wow.
26, yeah. But right. You know.
Yeah, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, we have.
We started young. We had a kid really young. And
we did everything backwards. So, you know, we had our son when we were 16 and then got married when we were 18. And
so now we're reliving our 20s.
Yes.
Traveling around making music.
Yeah.
How long have you been the Ordinary Duo?
We have been doing this since March of last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
March of last year was our first gig. So that kind of marked it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's been so much fun and we've had a good reception and it's been a blast.
Yeah. So I have a copy of your self-titled EP and it's great. I love that it's jazzy, but it's not traditional jazz.
No, definitely.
But it definitely has that undertone.
Yeah.
But you have some new music for us today, which is very exciting.
Yes.
And what are you going to play for us first?
I think first we'll play one from our self-titled EP. We'll play Winter for you. It's the song the first song that we performed together and and it's a really personal song for us, but we like it a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a song about some very hard times that we had in our lives, so.
Okay. And Jim has a couple guitars in here. He's got a beautiful acoustic as well as a pretty slick looking electric.
Yeah, it's a Les Paul. It's my favorite guitar. And then I just picked up this acoustic from Stars Guitars in Cedar Ridge. So.
David Starr talked him into it.
He did. It's a good one. All right.
Sometimes when I'm feeling lonely, I drink one slowly and sit all by myself. Thank you.
I'm guilty of leaving you hungry. I'm guilty of making you sorry. It's winter in my mind, oh, all of the time. My bourbon's my fire, I keep it stone
That was a song called Winter by The Ordinary Two. It is very intimate, very personal, like you said.
Yeah. Most of our songs are pretty personal, you know, whether it's experiences on the road, just stuff we see every day, or very personal experiences, you know.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tanya, who are your musical inspirations, like vocally too?
You know, to this day, I sing along with Ella Fitzgerald all the time. As a kid, when I was really young, I would hang out in my bedroom and play with my Barbies and listen to the Beach Boys. And so, you know, I think I really learned harmonies from them, which was really cool. But, gosh, there are so many people. Most recently, I mean, Amy Winehouse is amazing. I'm terrible with names, so it's like
sing a song. We can.
Jim always jokes that, you know, I'll sing an entire song and he'll go, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "I don't know." But yeah, I used to really push myself, and you know, just vocally, years ago, I'd sit around the house and I'd just sing along to like Phantom of the Opera and just push those soprano notes because I always wanted to be able to hit the high notes. You know, I mean, I've listened to everything from the Pixies to, most people might freak out on this, but I love the Smiths and Morrissey, you know, the Strokes and, of course, the Beatles and...
There's so many.
There's so many.
A lot of rock in there.
Yeah. The Velvet Underground was another big influence. I love the Velvet Underground and Cat Stevens, and you know, I mean, we have Robin Hitchcock is a hero, you know. We've got a very eclectic taste in music.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I go, "Oh, you know, it's interesting that our sound evolved into what it is, cuz what we listen to is nothing like
not
what
always.
We do."
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And Jim, I love the way you play the guitar. Is so expressive. You're in here and it's like, you know, you're just one guy with the guitar. I mean, obviously Tanya's here too, but you had such a presence. And then when the two of you sang together, I was totally taken, even though I've heard the song before, I was totally taken aback, like, whoa, it just elevated the song entirely. And then I feel like, Tanya, you really felt more comfortable to let loose. Like you had that, you know, you did your little, what do you call that?
Growl.
Your growl.
I always say that I'm only a good singer when I'm singing with Tanya.
I think it's kind of cool because our voices definitely blend in an interesting way, and it's always a good thing.
Well, Jim, what about you? What are your, you know, top musical inspirations, or who did you grow up listening to?
So there's tons. When I was in second grade, I loved the Star Spangled Banner, and I sang that a lot. And then it was like top 40, you know, my first record was like Bryan Adams or something when I was in second grade also. And then I got into like hair bands and Led Zeppelin. And then I got into more like, you know, Robin Sabbath. Hitchcock, Velvet Underground. Yeah, Sabbath, Jimmy Page. And then in college, I studied at Metro with Ron Miles, who's an awesome trumpet player. Mm-hmm. And he was really inspiring, introduced me to a lot of cool stuff. So Grant Green, jazz guitarist I really like. And then all that indie stuff that Tanya likes, we grew up listening to together, kind of. Cool. Charles Mingus, huge influence, actually, compositionally, definitely,
And you have like a jazz background or more of a classical?
Yeah, more of a jazz background, I guess.
I read avant-garde jazz somewhere.
Yeah, I was in a band called Three Squared, and it was definitely very improvisational, a lot of fun to be in. Did some mini tours and stuff like that. But so much fun. And those were some awesome players in that band, Antoine Owens and Matt King and Nathan Walter.
So our new track, Lesser Traveled Road, that we're going to be releasing in August, Antoine Owens came in and laid down the drums for that. And Dave Simpkins played some bass on it. So it's got a little bit fuller sound.
Well, what else are you going to play for us?
I think we're going to play a song called New Orleans.
Yeah, since there's all that insanity going on down in New Orleans and it's flooded again, it makes me so sad to see all that.
Last year we spent Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time we ever did that. It was a crazy, crazy experience. Mm-hmm. But
so it inspired a little tune.
So we'll play that.
But they still play. People stop to take in the sound. I hope they throw their dollars down. There's layers of its history in the streets of New Orleans. Coffee artist on the scene, balconies bursting so obscene. Walking through history, down in good old New Orleans. When early spring is in the air and there's a party in the streets, inspired costumes everywhere, it's Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Take a ferry over the river bend, wide water a sight to see, take the path until the end, where the heart of the city begins.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm speaking in the Bamboo Room with Jim and Tanya, who make up the duo The Ordinary Two. Your new music, which I am hearing for the first time today, and our listeners are kind of getting some sneak peeks. Mm-hmm. How has your music evolved from the last release to what you're putting out in August?
It's been definitely more of a collaborative writing process. Mm-hmm. I think the first EP, I mostly wrote the songs. There's mm-hmm. one song in there we wrote together. Mm-hmm. And then all of the songs we've done since then, we've written together. Mm-hmm. I don't think there hasn't been a single one that we haven't written together. So,
and it's kind of cool how it comes out. Like, I'll just jot down something, like I'll get a phrase or something in my head, and I'll jot it down and then add to it later. And then I'll run it by Jim, and he's like, oh, I've got a melody in my head that would work well with that. And we kind of mesh it together that way. So it's kind of cool. I mean, we had one song that came together in like 2 days. It's like I woke up at 3 a.m, wrote down the words, and then Jim had the music, and we just, okay, boom, done.
It was done. So, yeah.
Not all of them are that easy, but.
So, are you touring full time? You mentioned you both had jobs mm-hmm. or day jobs.
Yeah. Past year, we've probably been on the road for 2 months and then
home
for a month, usually. Although we've been staying in Colorado this summer, mm-hmm. but we've been playing, you know, around the state every weekend at least. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're trying to. We're getting more and more shows lined up. Yeah. We're trying to build it up, I guess.
Yeah. I am an optician by trade, so I go and do that when I'm needed, and Jim picks up handyman stuff, and, you know, bills still have to be paid. And we actually, to be able to afford to do this, we sold off a bunch of our stuff and rented out the top of our house and moved into the basement and downsized and bought a van and kind of hit the road. And pretty much anywhere where they're like, yep, come play, we're like, okay, we'll go. So, yeah. You know, just kind of get our name out there and get the experience of playing live.
Yeah. I appreciate that you're doing this now, you know. You said you did it backwards, but maybe you did it perfectly.
Right.
Maybe.
And that's what I'm thinking, you know.
To be determined.
Right. Well, I don't know. I feel like I see our family members older and, you know, having health issues. And I'm like, I don't want to wait till I'm 65 to go and do stuff. It's like, I'm healthy and I can do stuff now. So do it mm-hmm. while I can.
Yeah.
You know?
And it sounds kind of like an adventure.
It's been a lot of fun and sometimes stressful, and we've had to change our perspective and our priorities a lot, but worth it.
What's been the hardest priority shift?
You know, just not ever having very much money is a thing, but, you know.
Being broke is always challenging.
But the fewer things you buy, I mean, the fewer problems they bring to you too, I guess.
Well, and I've noticed since we moved into the van that I can live with so much less. And it's kind of nice because we'll be on the road for a month or two and then we come home and I'm like, I don't need all of this stuff. I don't ever use it. It sits in a closet. And why? So it's just clutter is becoming, I don't know, I don't think I'm a minimalist yet, but things aren't as important these days. So it's more the people you meet and the experiences you have.
Totally. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richer. Yeah. To me, that's like a richer, fuller experience.
I'd rather have good memories and people that I meet than lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think you have another new song. This one's called Tattoo Trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one is not recorded yet either. So we have a lot of recording we need to get done.
Yes,
actually.
We do.
Tanya, you should tell the story of this song.
So this song actually was born out here on the Western Slope. We were in Grand Junction and it was July of last year. Mm-hmm. And it was 108 degrees and, you know, so hot you can't think straight. And we were just like, okay, we got to get up to higher ground. And so we headed up to the
Uncompahgre Plateau.
Yeah. And drove like 20 miles on a dirt road and hadn't seen a soul in forever. And it was getting towards dusk and one of the rare rainstorms came in and the sky was just amazing. And, you know, it choked me up. And then I turned around and was like, okay, let's check out the campsite and all that. And every other tree I saw marked with somebody's name or dates or whatever, and it kind of pissed me off, so I went and wrote a song about it.
Mm. That's not where I thought the story was going.
All right, the song's called Tattooed Trees.
Came to tears in nature so splendid and serene, but it was ruined when I saw his name carved upon the tree. We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not bad. Because you were here, your name on a tree doesn't make you history.
Dates carved into the bark don't mean anything to me. It's just a date your ego thought you'd leave it there for posterity.
We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not better 'cause you were here. Your name on a tree doesn't make you history. We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not better 'cause you were here. Your name on a tree doesn't make you history.
All the thoughts you left behind, you should have taken along. You thought we'd care that you heart Steve, but I'll tell you, you were wrong.
We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not better 'cause you were here. Your name on a tree doesn't make you history. We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not better 'cause you were here. Your name on a tree doesn't make you history. We don't care who you are, Wade, it's not better 'cause you were here. Your name on a tree doesn't make you history.
The sky was so beautiful, I almost came to tears.
It's a fun sounding song about something that I don't take lightly.
Yeah. I mean, it just, I had to add the Steve line in there because one of the trees up there, literally somebody had carved, I heart Steve, and then came back and crossed out the heart and drawn a line through Steve. And I was like, are you kidding me? Really? You made that trip
that
to come and
to
do that? Really?
Well, the song gives you a chance to give your input in a way that's clever and serious, but it is still kind of, I mean, it's a upbeat song.
Yeah. Right.
It's a little fun still.
But don't do it.
I mean,
Yeah.
So where can listeners find your music now?
On Spotify, iTunes, on our website.
YouTube Music.
YouTube, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our website, ordinary2.com. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can download our EP for free.
Yep.
Oh.
It is also set up that if you would like to make a donation to the cause, you certainly can, because we would love to get all of these songs recorded.
Will you record in Denver?
Yeah, probably. There's a studio, this new song we recorded, Lesser Traveled Road, we recorded at a place called The Spot. It was totally different from the way we recorded the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we did kind of in a jazz way where we did it live, no metronome or anything like that, mm-hmm. you know? And then this one was totally done in like a pop kind of rock fashion where we overdubbed everything. There's a metronome going.
Did you punch in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's some like hair metal guitar lines in there and pretty overdubs rockin' and all that kind of stuff. So totally different, but mm-hmm. I think we're going to do a combination of the sort of natural live recording and the pop style where you know, metronome everything.
Mm-hmm. What other tour dates can our listeners look out for specifically in Colorado?
And we'll be at Crystal Springs Brewing in Louisville on the 27th, mm-hmm. and then in Lakewood, our hometown, mm-hmm. at the Belmar Plaza on August 4th. And we'll be back here in Paonia at Paonia United Brewing on the 21st of August.
Yep. Yeah. I'm assuming you have them on your website as
yes.
well.
Yes. You can go to our website and check all that out. Or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Ordinary2.com. We have our concert calendar and we update it whenever we get a show.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming to KBNF and spending some time in the Bamboo Room.
Yeah. Thanks cool for having room. Us.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. We're going to go out on a song that you just recorded called Lesser Traveled Road. And do you want to give us a little insight on this one?
Yeah. First of all, we have not released it yet, so you guys will be the first to hear it ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very autobiographical.
Yeah, it's pretty much about, you know, our life story, just how we started young and spent our 20s raising our kid when all our friends were off traveling the world and all that. And how now it's our turn. And honestly, we kind of are people who, when we travel, we prefer to not take the interstate if at all possible. You run into a lot more fun stuff if you take the lesser traveled road. So, and just love and how we are meant to be.
Here's Lesser Traveled Road.
We chose to spend our younger days raising our little family. Work, happiness, and pay, headed where we're supposed to be. Take the lesser traveled road, driving from coast to coast. We're discovering our dreams. Together, but it seems you gotta get the right gig, want to have the right words. We just want the world to see we've been on this long journey, moving through this world together. You and I were meant to be. You gotta get the right gig, want to have. Discovering our dreams are real. together, but it seems you gotta get the right gig. Want to have the right words. We just want the world to see. We've been on this long journey, moving through this world together. You and I were meant to be.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Thanks for listening.